is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade presents Blondie, starring Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake. The third war loan drive is on, and so is the invasion. If you have a brother or a son or a husband taking part in it, back him up with every dollar you can spare. Along with whatever else you're doing, buy at least one extra $100 bond this month. It may be tough on you, but remember, his job is tougher. The success of this third war loan drive will show our fighting men that we here at home realize the kind of job they're doing and how deeply grateful we are. Buy your extra $100 bond now, this month, so you can tell your fighting man that you were in there pitching too.
And now for our visit with the Bumsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. Well, like every other town in the United States, the Bumsteads' hometown is putting everything it has into the third war loan. Blondie is one of the district captains, and this morning, she's explaining what she wants Dagwood to do today to help the drive.
So you see, Dagwood, this afternoon we're having a war bond sale.
You mean you're selling war bonds at cut prices?
Certainly not.
Oh, then you're selling them for more, huh?
No, Dagwood. Now, look, dear, will you please let me explain? You see, we're going to have sort of an auction. A lot of things have been contributed by our townspeople, and you bid for these things in war bonds. For instance, Mrs. Pengelly contributed a pair of nylon she'd been keeping in her safety deposit box.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the chief of police gave a washing machine, and Mayor Snipe is putting up his gavel for auction. And, oh, there are a lot of wonderful things on this list.
Yeah, gee, that's a pretty big list, Blondie.
Yes, and I want you to take this list to Mr. Dithers and get him to make a bid in war bonds for something.
Well,
we want everyone to be in on this.
Well, all right, Blondie. I'll tell him about it just as soon as I get to the office.
Bumstead!
Did you want me, Mr. Dithers?
Isn't your name Bumstead?
Huh?
If you can't remember, I'll wait while you look at the name on your draft card.
Yes, it's Bumstead.
And come into my office.
Oh, yes, sir.
Bumstead.
Huh?
Did you make out our bid on the job for the Acme Company?
Well, that's right, J.C. Just pat me on the back right between my shoulder blades right there. Go ahead.
I'd rather pat you further south with the toe of my boot. Bumstead, you quarter-wit. You driveling, feather-brained, soft-headed,
Nincompoop.
Thank you.
J.C., could something be wrong?
Yes, it's a good thing I stopped this. Look at the bid you put on here, $1 million.
Huh? Oh, no, wait a minute. That should be $10,000.
Huh.
I see. Yeah, I guess I forgot to put in that little decimal point.
Imagine a little thing like that being important.
Yeah. Oh, yes, speaking of important things, something very important, J.C. They're having a war bond auction sale this afternoon, and Blondie wanted you to put in a bid for something. Now, here's a list of things they're auctioning off. See?
Oh.
There's your little thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mayor Snipes' gavel, eh?
Yeah. Well, why don't you put in a bid for that, huh?
Okay, Bumstead, I'll do it. I'll bid $500 in war bonds.
$500? That's swell. Do you want me to go over this afternoon and put in the bid for you?
Yes. I'll try to get over myself, but if I don't make it, you put the bid in for me.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the gavel if you get it?
Well, you know how Mayor Snipe irritates me.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll just have it wired so that the next time he hammers with it, it'll blow up in his big fat face. Oh, hello, Blondie.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Dag.
Hello.
Have they auctioned off the gavel yet?
Oh, not yet, Mr. Dithers, but it's coming up now.
Yeah, I wrote your bid on a slip of paper and sent it up to Mayor Snipe. $500 in war bonds.
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next item is this treasured old gavel that has belonged to every great mayor of our fair city, including myself. I have just received a bid for it made by none other than our fellow citizen, a fine American, a credit to our fair city, and a warm personal friend of mine, Mr. J.C. Dither. Mr. Dithers has pledged to buy this gavel with $50,000 in war
bonds. No!
Oh, $50,000? Oh, Daniel.
Oh, holy smoke, I forgot the decimal point.
Well, come right in, Dad.
Oh, oh, thanks, Mrs. Dithers.
Where's Blondie?
Oh, she's out selling war bonds.
Oh, I understand that Julius was at that bond auction yesterday and went hog wild. Uh-huh. $50,000. Why, he hasn't got that much money.
Yeah, well, look, Mrs. Dithers, you see, Mr. Dithers told me to put in a bid of a $500 bond for Mayor Snipes' gavel, but yes. I guess I was a little careless with the decimal point. Turned out to be $50,000.
Oh, really? That's wonderful. Yeah.
I've done very little laughing about it myself.
Serves him right, the cheapskate.
Yes, but Mrs. Dithers, he's making Blondie and me make up the difference by selling that many bonds to other people. That's what I came to see you about.
Oh, fine. I buy war bonds at regular periods, but Julius made some extra money recently, and we put it in a joint checking account, so I'll use that and buy some bonds from you, Dagwood.
Yeah, well...
How would you like to sell me $3,000 worth?
Oh, that would be wonderful, Mrs. Dithers.
Well, I'll write the check out right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm glad to hear how Julius happened to bid that much for the gavel. Yes, for a while I was afraid it must have been auctioned off by some blonde who was making goo-goo eyes at him.
No, and not this time.
What?
I mean, no.
Oh, here's the check, Dagwood.
Oh, well, thanks, Mrs. Diddy.
Oh, Bumstead, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just dropped in.
Well, just drop out again. You're supposed to be selling bonds.
You're supposed to be at the office, Poochie.
Corey, don't call me Poochie. I'm in an awful jam. Mayor Snipe and some press photographers came to see me at the office. They took a picture of me writing out a check for that $50,000 in war bonds I pledged.
You wrote out a check for $50,000?
I had to.
You haven't that much in the bank.
I know. That's the trouble. But wait a minute. I can get part of it by cashing in that extra money I made this year. I'll write a check right now.
Oh, no, you won't.
What?
I just wrote a check on our joint account and bought $3,000 worth of bonds from Dagwood.
Oh, Cora!
Hey, well, goodbye, folks. I've got to see how Blondie's making out.
Bumstead, come back here.
I'll see you later. Goodbye now.
How much have you and Mom got to sell now, Pop?
Yeah, well, how much is it, Blondie?
$35,000. Dagwood, that's a lot of bonds to sell.
Yeah.
We've just got to think of some more people who have lots of money.
I know a man who has lots of money, Mom.
Who, Alexander?
Mr. Morgenthau.
Yes, we know Alexander, but that's the government's money. We're talking about someone right here in town.
Gee, I don't see why you and Pop don't sell some bonds to Mr. Webster.
Alexander, we've told you. Mr. Webster doesn't like to be disturbed.
No.
He's supposed to have a very bad temper. He even put a high fence around his place because he doesn't like anyone who's selling anything.
Yeah, and he also doesn't like people.
Sure, but he's an American citizen, isn't he?
Why, yes, of course he is.
Sure, he's an American.
Well, gee, that ought to be enough.
Alexander, you're right. That ought to be enough. Dagwood, we'll go over to see Mr. Webster right now. Well, and that's about it, Mr. Webster. Now, we know you don't like to have people intrude upon your privacy, but this is something that's pretty important. I mean buying the war bonds and helping in the fight for victory in a better world. Our little trouble with the decimal point is our own problem, and if you help us to solve it, that'll be fine. But the big thing is for all of us to get behind the government with everything we've got.
Besides, you couldn't invest in anything better than the United States government.
Well, I've wanted to buy more war bonds, but I've been sort of peeved that no one bothered to come around and see me about it. Shouldn't feel that way, I know, but I felt sort of left out of things. How would it be if I write you a check to buy enough war bonds to fill out the rest of your quota?
That'll be wonderful.
Oh, just make it out to the Treasurer of the United States of America.
Oh, hello, Blondie. Hello, Dagwood.
Oh, hello, Cora.
Come on in.
Oh, thank you. Is Mr. Dithers home?
Yes, he's in his den.
What's he doing in his den?
snarling. He seems to think he'll be going off to jail any minute now, and I've been agreeing with him. I'll call him.
What is it now?
The police are here to see you.
Did you let him in?
Yes, and I loaned them my clothesline to tie you up.
Oh, Cora! All right, I'll go quietly.
A Bumstead. Yeah, Blondie.
Hello.
Well, where are the police?
What police?
Why, you just said they...
I just wanted to see how far your jaw would sag when you opened the door.
Well, Mr. Dithers, we sold the $50,000 worth of bonds.
That's right, J.C.
Oh, good for you. Give me the checks and I'll deposit them to my account. Get the bonds and give them to the people who bought them.
What? The checks are all made out to the government.
That did it. I'm a bum again. The check I wrote for the $50,000 has been to the bank by now, and I can almost hear it bouncing.
Bumpity, bumpity, bump.
I've an idea, Mr. Dithers. Why don't you get the Dithers Company to buy those bonds as part of its capital?
Huh? Say, why didn't I think of that?
Do you want an honest answer?
Later. Now, listen. I'll hold a stockholders meeting right now. The stockholders of the J.C. Dithers Construction Company will come to order. I move that the company buy war bonds in face value of $50,000 out of its invested capital. I second the motion. It's been moved and seconded and so forth. All in favor? Aye. Motion is carried. I move we adjourn. I second it. Movement adjourned.
Yeah, a very interesting meeting. Huh?
Yes. Not a single argument.
Yeah.
A Bumstead.
Huh?
In the future, watch those decimal points, will you?
Huh? Well, anyway, Mr. Dithers, they helped put our bond drive over the top.
Come in.
Hey, it's Mayor Snipes.
Well, how do you do, Mayor?
What's on your mind, Mayor Snipes?
Little matter of this check of yours, Mr. Dithers.
Oh, check?
Well, Snipey, I shouldn't have given it to you on my personal account. I forgot there wasn't enough to cover it. I'll give you a company check.
Ha!
Well, that's not exactly it. You see, you wrote out $50,000 on this check, all right. But when you put the amount down in numbers, you put in a decimal point in the wrong place. And the most the bank will cash it for is $500.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, good heavens! Someone get some water! Mr. Dithers fainted!
The third war loan drive is on. That means that our country and the men who are fighting for it expect you to invest more money in war bonds than ever before. At least one extra $100 bond this month. Sure, it'll be tough. The cost of living is high. But how about the cost of dying? That comes high, too. There's not enough money in the whole world to pay for the loss of one American fighting man. But the more money you invest in bonds, the sooner this awful war will be over, and the more lives will be saved. And if buying that extra $100 bond is going to be tough for you, well, it won't be quite as tough as fighting your way through a steaming jungle or dying thousands of miles away from home on a foreign shore. With the records our fighting men are piling up, we civilians should sit up nights trying to figure out ways to match them. Those extra bonds are one way. They will help keep our boys supplied with the kind of equipment that matches their courage. The best. And they will give you a chance to invest your money in your own future. Buy your extra $100 bond today. The Treasury Department wishes to thank Penny Singleton, Arthur Lake, Hanley Stafford, Agnes Moorhead, and this station for the use of its facilities. Blondie was written by John L. Green. Other material by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. The special musical score was composed and conducted by William Arce. This program from Hollywood was under the personal direction of Don Bernard. This is Carlton Cadell suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.